When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Support for this episode comes from the podcast Today's Growth by Ken Courtwright. Later on in the episode, you'll hear a short interview between myself and Ken, but I recommend taking a listen to his show for some phenomenal advice on the psychology of growing a business and growing as a person. To listen, do a search for Today's Growth in your podcast app and let him know I sent you. In this episode, we talk about the imposter syndrome and what you can do to deal with it. But don't worry, I know you deserve to be here because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big change, big change. Today's song is Super Duper by Angela. It has a unique production style relying mostly on repeated loop samples to create the melody paired with a traditional hip-hop drum sample. It's fantastically well done. Check out the artist and let's jump into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and the imposter syndrome is something we all deal with. In fact, 70% of people in the United States have reported that they struggle with this very problem, so you're in no way alone. As we get better and better at our chosen craft and start to move up in our ranking, it's almost become a rite of passage that we will also feel that we don't deserve it, that we didn't really work that hard, or that what we did wasn't worth that much, or that the good thing that happened wasn't because of us. I touched on this idea a bit back in episode 40 about why we should be more self-promotional. So check that out if you haven't had a chance already. But we all deal with the imposter syndrome. We all feel as though we're frauds and the world will soon figure out that we aren't as valuable as they think we are. Many of us accept this thought and carry on with our lives waiting for the big reveal to happen. But in most cases, it never comes. That's because we are worth it. That's because we do deserve the good things that happen in our life. Wouldn't it be nice if we could stop feeling this way and start feeling confident in our abilities and our value instead? Honestly, we'd probably take more chances and we'd put ourselves out there more if we could just feel more confident about ourselves and our abilities and the fact that we deserve to be where we are. So how do we do that? Well, first, let's start by defining the imposter syndrome. Quote, "The imposter syndrome can be defined as a collection of feelings of inadequacy that persist even in the face of information that indicates that the opposite is true. It is experienced internally as chronic self-doubt and feelings of intellectual fraudulence." End quote. That sounds pretty accurate, right? This definition was provided by the California Institute of Technology Counseling Center, and the important part of the definition, and also the crazy part, is that we often experience these feelings even when there is clear evidence to prove the opposite. We could receive all the promotions and raises in the world. Our podcast can do extremely well. Everything can align perfectly within our lives. But still, we might feel that there was some mistake and that we don't really deserve any of it. That's absolutely crazy. And the article, 21 Ways to Overcome Imposter Syndrome on the Startup Bros website, says this: we feel like frauds because we are unable to internalize our successes. We were given an opportunity that others weren't, and so nothing we achieve after that opportunity was actually deserved. End quote. We take all of the good things that happen in our life, and instead of internalizing them and owning those successes, we brush them off and give the credit to luck rather than to our own abilities. Before we jump into some potential methods of dealing with this nuisance, the website Psychology Today has a great article titled, "Do You Feel Like an Imposter?" that goes into some of the signs that you may be experiencing this. Quote, "The telltale sign of imposter syndrome is a disconnect between perceived and actual performance. Imposters have ample objective evidence that they are doing well. Good performance reports, promotion history, grades, etc. Yet they feel that somehow they've been faking it or skating along on thin ice. Any minute now, they're going to be unmasked and revealed to be a fraud. Imposter syndrome has been studied by researchers for over 3 decades. One striking characteristic of the syndrome is that although imposters crave acknowledgement and praise for their accomplishments, they do not feel comfortable when they receive it. Instead, praise makes them feel anxious because they secretly feel that they do not deserve it. After all, they think, I'm just faking it, unlike everyone else here who seems to know what they're doing." End quote. All right, so that basically describes me in a nutshell, and I'm sure it describes many of you listening as well. So how do we tackle this? What specific things can we do when we feel like an imposter to get ourselves back on track? And most importantly, what can we start to do on a daily basis to make this less of a problem in the long term? All this after the break. Stay tuned. Support for today's episode comes from the podcast Today's Growth. I'm a big fan of this show, and the host, Ken Courtwright, has built an incredible business for himself. Now he's using that knowledge and experience to help you with your own business or personal growth goals. To give you some context on his philosophy, I decided to bring him on the show briefly to share his thoughts about why you should aim to make a 10x change in your life rather than a 2x change.
It's as simple as this. Most people in most businesses that set goals for growth, they face backwards and they say, like the teachers teach, what did we do last year that worked and worked fairly well, that if we did more of it, we're pretty guaranteed, pretty assured we're going to grow and double things. Companies that just rip open and grow ballistically, if you do the homework and study all the case studies, they face themselves forward. They certainly don't look in the past and say, what did we do last year? They look into the future and they say, what are things that we know if we get out of our comfort zone and attempt them and pull them off would grow us into the stratosphere?
For more goodness, do a search for Today's Growth on your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Ken's show today. All right, the first thing we can do to start dealing with the imposter syndrome is to simply own our accomplishments. We have a hard time internalizing the things we do because we often don't even remember them. We have a terrible built-in system for tracking our own successes. So once we've done something, it often just fades into memory. To tackle this particular issue, we'll need a way to keep those accomplishments top of mind. Something as simple as a success log or journal would do the trick here. Simply take 5 or so minutes each day or each week to write down a few things that you accomplished, a few things that happened because you played a role in making it so. Doing this in the moment will help you to shift your relationship with that thing, but having the record will be a massive help when you do start to feel like an imposter again. And the second thing we can do is to take some time with a friend or coworker and simply ask them to tell you what you've done well. This is a hard thing to ask for. It feels awkward and weird, but if you explain the situation, you'll avoid any of that weirdness, and they honestly will ask you to do the same for them. Remember, we all experience this exact same feeling. We're all in the same boat. So if you can get together with another person and have them tell you what good you've done, and you tell them what good they've done, everybody will be better off for it. This is going to do two things. It forces you to internalize your successes because it's coming from someone else. It's not from you. This is how the world perceives you. And number two, it'll help you get a better idea of what others think of you. And that can help in the long term with dealing with the imposter syndrome as soon as it rears its ugly head. Battling imposter syndrome is a hard thing. And the confidence that you are exactly where you deserve to be is one that only comes with a combination of successes, hard work, and a conscious effort to connect your accomplishments with your identity. It's a hard goal, but by slowly working towards it, we can all get there in time. So what about you? Do you struggle with the imposter syndrome? Reach out to me on Twitter with the hashtag MyTinyLeaps and let me know. Starting this Friday, the 5th, I'll be sending out an awesome Tiny Leaps Digest via email. In this email, you'll get a roundup with key takeaways from all of the episodes published this week, and you'll get the links to all resources used in my research. And finally, you'll get the links to all music used in this week's episodes. Oh, and it's totally free. To sign up, all you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470 right now. This digest is going to be an amazing way to stay connected with the show and find all the research you need to dive into your favorite topic. So go ahead and text the word TINY to 38470 right now, and let's get the ball rolling. That's it for episode 42. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show, it would mean the world to me if you could do three things. Number one, hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss any future episodes. Hitting subscribe will also help the show rank higher, which means more people will get to enjoy the same goodness that you love. Number two, share this episode or any other episode with one person that you think needs to hear it. Just let them know about the show and recommend an episode to them. This is going to introduce them to the show itself. It'll introduce the show to a larger audience, and I'll be forever grateful. And number three, reach out on Twitter with the hashtag MyTinyLeaps and let me know that you did both of these. I'd love to chat with you and connect with you and be able to take this relationship just a little bit further. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.